This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1164. Put down your phone. How Michelle connected in an unconventional moment.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, Michelle will share a story about showing up for a gym class and finding out that the teacher wasn't there. How did she use that moment to connect with the other students? And how can you do this too in English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well, but it sounds like you had kind of an irritating thing happen the other day.
Yeah, you know what, Lindsay? I have not been having luck with trying to work out.
That's a bummer because I feel like you, like, if you're pushing yourself to work out, then there should be something there for you because I know it's not necessarily something you do all the time, right?
Yeah. I was so excited to. I'll get into the specific story in a minute, but yeah, like twice I've gone in the past week to go to an exercise class and the teacher hasn't showed up.
Oh. What kind of places are you going to? Like, where is this? I'm confused.
Oh, well, I am in Maryland actually now. So I'm at going to one gym in Maryland, and then I was going to another gym by my apartment. So this is actually two different places. So it's not against one gym.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. So what happened?
Okay. So, basically what happened was there was a Zumba class scheduled. And I was so excited and I went down to a room where it was going to be in and there was nobody there. And I tried to ask someone to open the door for me. And then I asked at the counter and they said, oh, the person should be there. Maybe they're just late. So I waited and I waited and waited. And then two other women showed up. Mm-hmm. And they were also waiting for the class. So I knew that the problem wasn't on my end. Yeah. So they came and we ended up trying to problem solve the situation together. And we ended up having a really nice conversation, actually.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, have you ever had, like, when you've gone to a gym or a yoga class or anything, have you ever had the teacher not show up?
Yeah, I think it's happened for sure. I love Zumba. I go every Monday, but luckily the teacher usually shows up. But actually, yes, it did happen once at my gym here in Boston. I remember, and we were all just standing there kind of lost, and we didn't use it as a moment for connection, unfortunately. But it definitely can be, right?
Right. I know it, but it was so disappointing because I was so excited. I had my workout clothes on. So I ended up using the machines, but okay. Yeah, I mean, we were all waiting for the class. I was the first one to arrive, and then we spoke. And I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because, like you mentioned, cell phones, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times people just sit and stare at their cell phones, but we had to problem solve the situation because we were all waiting.
Yeah.
We could have just stared at our phones, but for some reason, no one ended up doing that. And so it was so nice. So I wanted to talk about that a little more today.
I wonder if some of this is because you're further south. People are a little friendlier than in New York or Boston, do you think? Or no?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe that's an interesting theory. But it was so nice. I mean, we weren't avoiding eye contact. We were just being present in the moment. So, how did this go and what can be learned from my experience? Because I think for our listeners, it can be frustrating because they want to learn and practice their English, but you know, you'd get to a situation like this or waiting for the bus or anything. And it's just the cell phone. And Definitely. So it feels even harder to start that conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So when you can have a unique moment like this, it's like you walk away from it, whether it's in your native language or your second language, you walk away from it feeling like, I don't know, feeling a sense of connection, not just with the people, but with the world. It's a nice feeling. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. That's how I felt after it. If I had just been in my phone, I probably would have felt like a lot more angry about the situation.
Yeah. That's so cool. So this is awesome. So I feel like our listeners can listen in today to learn how to get the tools to actually do this in English, like turn it into a connection moment in English. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. So what can we learn from this experience? So the first thing is, about problem solving. So if you're problem solving, I think it can be easy to connect, right? So don't, after the problem is solved, don't just, you know, stop connecting, keep it going. Mm-hmm. But let's, you know, when we were problem solving, we had to work together. We couldn't just all stand there, right? So what are some of the things I may have said, Lindsay?
So you could have said, oh, are you here for the class, right? To make sure everyone's here for the same purpose. And then you could say, it's supposed to be here, right?
Right. Because just making sure everybody's in the right place.
Yeah. Right. Because that could happen too sometimes, that you're in the wrong place and you made a mistake and the class is already going underway in another part of the gym.
Right. Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah. Those are two ways to kind of get on the same page with the people and like call them together and be like, hey, are you in the same situation I am? Right.
Right. Then we realize, okay, we're in this together. Now let's, you know, move on. We even tried calling, the teacher and couldn't get in touch.
Oh, interesting. So I wonder what ultimately, well, at the end, you could tell us what ultimately
I don't know
happened.
What happened, actually. I still don't know.
Oh my gosh. Not cool.
I know. It was so sad. So the next thing we did was we transitioned into a conversation based on what we knew about each other and our surroundings or mutual acquaintances.
Okay. Very cool. So, all right. So what were some of the phrases that you used to do that? Are you subscribed to the show yet? Check in your podcast player and hit subscribe if not, because you don't want to miss any of our awesome bonus episodes. Thanks for subscribing to All Ears English.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Right. So one was, oh, I love it here. How long have you been going here?
Yeah.
Right. So mm-hmm. you're asking them about their experience at the gym. And then in this case, we had a mutual friend. Yeah. So I said, actually, whatever, Sally was the one who got me into taking classes here.
Okay. So here it certainly helped you to get a head start with that connection because you sort of knew, somewhat knew one of the people there. Is that right?
I had seen this person before. Okay. But I, you know, maybe just said hi briefly, right? So yeah. instead of just, oh, continuing on that path of just seeing mm-hmm. this person's face, I was able to, you know, kind of say, okay, actually this, I was, you know, and then bring in our mutual connection.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But this can also be done completely cold, you know, if you don't know the people at all. And it's kind of what we have to do to build connections in the world, you know, especially when we're trying to practice English.
Right, right, right. That's so true. So I think the main point from this point is here talking about how, okay, well, we problem solved. We could have then gone to the phone. We mm-hmm. could have then looked down, but mm-hmm. we still didn't. We still yeah. started talking, right? And I think yeah. trying to just continue it a little bit longer before everybody whips out their phone is really important.
I know, because it's so sad. Like, sometimes I'll take public transportation or I'll be in a public place and I'll look around and literally everyone has their nose buried in their phone. Everyone. Right. And it's like, oh my God, what are we going to be like in 50 years right. as a population? Like, are we going to know how to talk to each other, how to make eye contact, all that stuff?
Right. Guys, but if you're on the Allers English app, that's different, right?
Right. You can be listening to our show or get on our buried app. In that's your phone. Okay. I mean, watching the transcripts, that's totally fine.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's learning too. So maybe everyone's just on Allers English and that's yeah, what this probably. Is all about. Right. And what was the third thing, Lindsay?
Well, you developed your own connection, you know, from that. You used that situation as a springboard to go yeah. beyond that, where you said things like, where are you from originally? You know, right. this is going deeper. This is going deeper than the problem.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Or how often do you take these classes? Now, I know I asked how long have you been going here, but asking a little bit more, you know, you can say, okay, you know how long they've been going to the gym, but what about these classes? And, you know, you can start to talk more about your gym experience, but then try and bring about something a little bit different, right? Try and maybe bring it out of there to something new. Try and find other connections.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So I definitely think, Michelle, that our listeners will be able to use today's episode. Guys, write down these phrases. You know, if you are, maybe you just moved to an English-speaking country and you need to actually like strike up some real conversations. This is the way to do it. Don't just go back to your phone. Just as Michelle said, take a second longer and try to engage that person if you can.
Right, right, right. Because otherwise, the language is really going to disappear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, exactly.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, I definitely, I notice as a teacher how things are changing and evolving because of technology. And I think it can be intimidating, as I said, that our listeners may, you know, get in a situation. And if you want to try and practice speaking with somebody, but they're on their phone, it's like, well, all right, well, I guess I'm going to get on my phone too. But yeah. people, I think, are more open to getting off the phone than you think. I think people are, you know, kind of, especially in this kind of situation, maybe if it's, you know, 6 a.m. and people are on the train and they're tired, like, yeah. you know, so you have yeah. to read the situation. But like the main thing I want to get across is try, right? Just yeah. try and see if the situation is right. Read the situation. See, mm-hmm. maybe people are looking to connect with you yeah. just as much as you want to speak to them. So mm-hmm. Just be brave and go for it. And maybe everyone will put their phones down.
Yeah, I like that, Michelle. That's a good takeaway for today. I like it. I mean, that is the way to build the connections that we want, that we need. I like it. I like it. And Michelle, before we finish up today, guys, I want to remind you that you can get the transcripts now in two ways for our show. If you want to get them delivered by email, you can go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. That way you could print them out, write notes on them, highlight them. Or if you're more of a technical person and you just want to see them on your screen while you listen, then you need to listen in the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been good. And guys, let us know how it goes. Get out there in the world and see if you can get someone off of their phone.
That is the challenge that we assigned to you.
That's right. All right, Lindsay, this has been fun, and wish me luck at my next gym class.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, when are you going back? That's my question. When is the next class? Are you going to try again?
Yeah, I'm trying to reschedule. Well, because I'm going back home. Yeah. So I can't go to this one anymore, but I am going to try when I go home to see if I can get that class in again.
You should try to sign up for a Zumba class, because I love Zumba. I think it's so fun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've done it before and I want to do it, but I'll find a time.
Keep us updated.
I will.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.